Welcome to Montrose Fresh from the Montrose Daily Press. We're here to bring you a closer look at our top stories, events, and more that matter to us here in Western Colorado. Today, we look into a new educational strategy being embraced by the Montrose County School District. Facing challenges like a teacher shortage and below-grade level student performance, this district is pioneering a group teaching model in three of its elementary schools. Before we jump in, a quick message. Today's episode is brought to you by Elevate Internet. Whether it's for your home or your business, they offer the best speeds at the best price. Right now, if you refer a friend, you can get $25 off. Give them a call for more information at 844-386-8744 or visit them at elevateinternet.com to learn more. Now, our feature story. Today, we look into a new educational strategy being embraced by the Montrose County School District. Facing challenges like a teacher shortage and below-grade level student performance, this district is pioneering a group teaching model in three of its elementary schools. Superintendent Carrie Stevenson has garnered board support for this bold move, despite mixed reactions from the community. The essence of the Teaching and Learning Academy, as it's been named, involves a larger classroom setting with multiple educators, including a lead teacher, a secondary teacher, an instructional facilitator, and an instructional assistant. This model is born out of necessity, addressing not just the alarming trend of underperforming students, but also the critical issue of staffing classrooms. Board member Jody Hovd, after much reflection and community engagement, voiced a cautious optimism, stressing the need for drastic measures in the face of persistent educational challenges. However, not all were ready to fully embrace this radical shift. Ted Valerio, for instance, pushed for a more conservative implementation, suggesting a phased approach starting with certain grade levels at Johnson Elementary School. Despite reservations and the proposal for amendments, School Board President Sarah Fishering stood firm on the comprehensive adoption of the group teaching model across kindergarten through fifth grade, emphasizing trust in the district's leadership and the urgent need for innovation in education. This decision has not been met without concern. Critics fear potential negative impacts on students and teachers alike, with some parents lamenting the late communication of these plans. Yet, as the dialogue evolved, so too did the perspectives of many involved, highlighting a community in the throes of change, grappling with the balance between risk and reward in the pursuit of educational advancement. As the district moves forward with this initiative, partnering with Colorado Mesa University to bolster teacher education and professional development, the debate continues. Is this model a solution to multiple systemic issues, or does it primarily serve to alleviate the teacher shortage? Superintendent Stevenson asserts that enhancing teacher quality is intrinsically linked to student success, a stance that underscores the complexity of the challenges at hand. To find out more about this story, visit us at montrosepress.com. You can also stay up to date on stories just like this by joining Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Next, we explore the inspiring career of Nina Riggio, a photographer whose work seamlessly blends her passion for the outdoors with impactful environmental journalism. Beginning her journey in Colorado as a competitive climber, Riggio transitioned to photography, driven by a desire to tell stories through her lens. Her determination led her to capture narratives for prestigious outlets like the New York Times and brands such as Patagonia, focusing on climate change and the environment. Riggio's assignments have taken her globally, from documenting the subtle impacts of climate change on the Bay Area's fog to living among activists in Germany protesting coal mine expansions. Her work, often achieved through physically demanding shoots, highlights the dedication required to bring attention to environmental issues. Her story is a testament to the power of visual storytelling and environmental advocacy, demonstrating how one's passion can illuminate critical global conversations. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. To learn more about these stories, visit us at montrosepress.com, and don't forget to check out our sponsors, Elevate Internet, at elevateinternet.com. For more than 137 years, the Montrose Daily Press has been dedicated to shining a light on all of the issues that matter to our community. Today, you can get unlimited digital access to our content for just $10 per month. Visit montrosepress.com/subscribe to sign up. Thank you, and don't forget to tune in again next time.